Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Darren Douglas from Sense Solutions, and in this show, we're going to discuss how to select the best Linux distribution for your needs. But first, a note about myself. I've been working with Linux for several years, at least the majority of my 14-year career. I've been working in some form with Linux. I have experience in large and small companies, from Fortune 100 to small startup companies, doing roles both in management, project management, and engineering. So today, if you would like to learn more about me, please make sure that you check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you'd like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. And let's get started talking about Linux distributions and how to select one. We would probably best begin this discussion by considering what a distribution is in the first place. Now, you're aware, as you looked at the introduction to both of the classes in the videos, that we explained where the origination of the name Linux came from. That's a registered trademark of the originator, Linus Torvalds, of the Linux kernel. So, in many times we might think, well, Linux is Linux, right? It's all the same. But it's not. And that's where the concept of the distribution comes in. Just like any other software, Linux not only goes through different versions and iterations of growth, but like many operating systems, it can be customized for a particular purpose. And that's the nature of a distribution. At the core, at the kernel, yes, every Linux operating system is basically the same. But then we can get into so many different parameters of what packages of software come along with the distribution by default. Additionally, we come into the idea of what architecture distribution is designed for. And then also, when the developer or the company making that distribution was developing it, what did they add or take away that provides particular functions or a reduced set of function, and then why did they do that? All of those considerations come into play when it's time to select a Linux distribution. I'm going to send you to a website after this podcast. Go to distrowatch.com. That's distrowatch.com. And just take a look at its list of the top distributions. Typically, the top five are going to be Ubuntu, Fedora, Mint, OpenSUSE, and Debian. And that's pretty much how it's looked for the past 6 months. And you'll notice Fedora, the number two one, is one that we're studying. Not far down the list are CentOS and Red Hat Enterprise. Now, DistroWatch is by no means a scientific or a real any type of real study on the popularity of a distribution. They do it pretty rudimentary manner. They just take a look at the number of page hits that each home page for a distribution gets. But the cool thing about DistroWatch is the middle column in the page allows you to click on new distributions that have been released in the past few days. And these are distributions that you may not have heard of. And when you start looking through DistroWatch, you'll realize that there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, of Linux distributions all for a particular purpose. So now the question is, which is right for your environment? Well, a number of things will come into play. First of all, are you choosing a Linux distribution for release in an enterprise environment? If so, then you're definitely going to want to choose some type of commercial distribution that will allow you to access resources such as support and helplines. Now, that doesn't mean that the software provided by companies that provide that type of support is any better. Again, the core of the operating system is the same, but they definitely do have a vested interest in providing you support, and that's really how Linux has become commercially viable, not by selling the software, but by selling the support. The next question is, perhaps you're doing something different. Are you developing something? If you're developing a solution, so many modern-day devices and programs actually start off as just a base Linux OS. So you can look at DistroWatch or do other research on the internet and find the best distribution that will provide the base functionality for the system you're developing. At IBM, I worked in network storage for quite some time, and I can tell you that the market leaders in network storage and NAS devices, the majority of them just started with some type of Linux or Unix system that was then customized to provide specific file sharing capabilities using NFS and Samba. You could do the same thing. In fact, there's a Linux distribution that is there simply to be an off-the-shelf, easy-to-install distribution that turns your regular PC into a NAS server. So again, what is the purpose for the system you're installing? That will definitely come into play when you're choosing the correct distribution. Additionally, what's the architecture that you're installing on? Now, this is something that's unique about Red Hat, as well as some other larger distributions, but Red Hat stands out here, and that's some other experience I had at IBM, is being part of the first test team that put Red Hat on different types of architecture. Red Hat can run on IBM P-Series servers that typically run AIX. Red Hat can run on mainframe servers. We know Red Hat can run on Intel architectures, as we've seen. We've been running it in a virtualized environment, and we can also see that it runs in 32 or 64-bit mode. So from the standpoint of a large server-based OS, Red Hat definitely has some advantages that we may want to consider in choosing a distribution. But what about the opposite end of the spectrum? Well, browse through distrowatch.com and again start looking at some of the smaller Linux distributions. You may find some that will say that they're specifically targeted to run on embedded devices. So many embedded devices now are using Linux as the base operating system, because it allows for rapid development of the functions of the device rather than rapid development of the features of the device rather than developing the base functionality. So the Linux distributions targeted towards those embedded devices allow developers to focus on the features they're developing, such as the graphic components of, say, a new cell phone or something like that, rather than worrying about memory management and other things that the operating system can handle. So if you're developing something for an embedded device, definitely check that out. See if there's perhaps a particular distribution that will give you a leg up in developing your solution. Additionally, there are some Linux distributions that have been created specifically for certain types of organizations. Think about education. Well, you may have seen newspaper articles about how in developing nations, they're sending out Linux PCs for use in schools. Because Linux is typically less resource intensive and it's free software. So that lowers the price or the barriers to getting technology into the hands of children in developing countries. One particular distribution that comes to mind is Edubuntu. It's basically a specifically configured version of the Ubuntu distribution targeted towards a learning environment. If you have kids at home, try that out. The cool thing about Linux distributions is that so many of them are now using bootable CDs or what's called live CDs, live CDs as well as live USB flashes that allow you to try a distribution without actually committing to the install. So trying out a particular version of Fedora, which again is Red Hat based, trying a particular version of Ubuntu or a really small embedded Linux, all of those are as easy as downloading a live CD or flash image, plugging it into your machine, and rebooting your machine. It's easy and it's non-committal. So go ahead out and explore your options with regard to Linux distributions. Make sure you choose the one that is right for you. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, then just go to GoGo Radio and search for my name, Darren Douglas. If there is a show that you'd like me to do, let me know. Go ahead and notify me in the question and comment box. Thanks for your time today. And remember to check back here at GoGo Radio, offered exclusively on GoGo.com.